Hello.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Artarius, and I was returning your call on behalf of customer support. Did you still need any assistance?
Yes. I have my bank on the phone, and I'm trying to get this removed. I did not agree to anything for $59. You said $5 for a Dyson if I completed a survey. I never agreed to anything for $59 or $58 or whatever dollars it is.
And what's your name, ma'am?
Do you need to be on the phone with my bank, or should I just tell them I'll call them back?
I believe, ma'am, you can handle this, ma'am. You can verify your name for me, please. You still here with me, ma'am? Yes, ma'am.
I had to tell her to go because I didn't want her just sitting on the hold.
That's fine, ma'am.
I'm on disability. So if I could get a vacuum cleaner for $5 because I'm always at Home Depot, that is fine. But I don't even know what a wellness daily effort is.
Yes,
I can't walk, and I'm in a wheelchair. So daily efforts are trying to get up and piss.
I got you, ma'am. What's your name?
August Regina Moore.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
8506 Evergreen Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48228.
All right, Ms. Moore. This was going on, ma'am. When you entered into that contest for that Dyson, it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers. That offer was a meal plan app, and that app focuses on real recipes to boost energy, cut sugar, a lot of different things when it comes to cooking. But that's what came along with it. It was stated.
It did not state that in there. It stated $5. I know what I read.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is that? Here it is. No, that's not it. That's fine.
Why are you looking for? You know, Bites Hub is offering you guys that promotion, and I can get you $20 taken off of that charge, ma'am, if you wanted to stay in the running.
Any of this, I'm going to have my bank not pay you, even if I have to pay $30 to get it canceled.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. I can cancel it for you, ma'am. Provide you that cancellation code. It will take effect immediately. You won't have to switch out your card or none of that.
Well, thank you. But what about my Dyson? So the Dyson depends on this thing?
Yes, ma'am. The Dyson is a contest entry. You're entered into a contest to win that Dyson.
I am so confused. Everybody on there.
Yes, ma'am. Look.
People just minutes ago that they won a Dyson.
Yes, ma'am, I get what you're saying. It's a contest entry, ma'am. You're entering into that contest to win that Dyson. It was another subscription that came along with it, which was stated in the terms and conditions. You declined on any offers, so I said I can cancel the account and make sure you don't have any more charges, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, no problem.
It's a bit disheartening when you get something about wellness and you haven't walked for 15 years. I wish you did have a mental cure in your ability that could give me strength to walk again.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been in a wheelchair since 2000. So I haven't walked neither. And I be wanting to get up every day also. I understand if you get your vacuum to clean up, my family get the broom, they don't want me to clean up. Yes, ma'am, I had a spinal cord injury in 2000. So I've been in a wheelchair for 22 years, and this July will be 22 years. So I get everything that you're saying.
My ex-husband beat me until my central nervous system went out and didn't even tell the truth, because if I did, he would have went to jail for 90 days. I would have lost my irony. my house anyway, plus the use of my right hand and the, you know, like my bodily function. I mean, I have my daughter is 20. I'm 44 now. Well, I will be. My daughter moved out at 18 and went to college. So I room into a room where my 14-year-old daughter can, you know, work me out. And then on the days that she doesn't do it, they send a person out. Do they send a person out to me?
No, ma'am. Actually, I've been exercising by myself for the longest. They won't even let me go to therapy no more. I walk around on KFO braces, and they tell me that that's the most that they can do for me.
Why would they let you go to physical therapy? That's included.
Yeah, they feel like I maximize my abilities. That's what they tell me. They feel like they can't help me no more.
What state are you in?
I live in Alabama. It's different here. It's hard to get help.
I mean, different, but you have my number there. You have my permission to call me because I am a financial planner and I fight for people's rights. I'm going to look up the laws in Alabama for you. What state?
That would be nice.
You know, what county? What county?
In Montgomery.
No charge. Don't worry about that. You're helping me. I'm telling you. Do you get state insurance?
Yes, ma'am. It's just hard to get, like, medical insurance. Like, they only help you to a certain point
so
with seeing doctors. I bet.
But what about federal insurance? Social Security Disability?
Yes,
or
ma'am.
SSI?
Yes, ma'am. I received that. I just started working. I ain't worked in, like, 20 years. I just started working. Ain't even been a year.
Why are you working? I mean, I know why you're working, because I'm in school right now trying to get my MBA, but because I want to go back to work. But I don't want to go back to work where I left off. I left off as a manager, but I've been a cage manager at the casino, a telesupervisor, a secretary, a notary Republican, a licensed nail technician, a licensed nail instructor, a licensed masseuse.
That's impressive.
You name it, I've done.
That's impressive.
Yeah, well, it's impressive, but it's too much. So, just so you know, when people look at your application,
mm-hmm.
they only glance at your application for 7 seconds. So it's best if you have gaps in your employment, like you with not working or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that go with a chronological order thing, and then you fill it in from your last job down to what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I had to do.
Look,
yes, ma'am. I had to do that.
But, you know, there has to be,
I had to leave.
Like,
I promise you.
And I research things for her. My aunt is a rep for the UAW, not like Chrysler UAW, Ford UAW, GM UAW, because I'm in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a rep for all UAWs. UAW poached my auntie from Chrysler. So my auntie took a retirement package and now flies all over the world.
Wow.
And, you know, so she asked me to do a PowerPoint presentation on the wage decreases over the years and the increases, and a study on what's going on. I do PowerPoint spreadsheets, Microsoft Word, Excel spreadsheets. I mean, if you give me a call, but, like, what do your number start with? Because a bunch of bill collectors be calling me.
I'm going to call you off a 33 phone number.
Okay. I'm going to look for it.
And yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna start looking up some stuff about the state laws down there. Now let me ask you, because see me, I have had SSDI because I've been paying taxes since 1993. I started working when I was 12. So I have family in Atlanta. I worked at my school office for the summer that I graduated, and I met like people who I didn't even know, like Jalen Rose and Chris Webber, different things like that.
Man.
And
that's good.
Jalen Rose called, and I'm 12 and I'm a girl, so I didn't know who Jalen Rose was. I was like, he was like, can I speak to Ron Washington? I'm like, he's not in. Can I take a message? He's like, this is Jalen Rose. I'm like, and how do you spell Jalen? He's like, you can't go get Ron. I'm like, no, sir. I'm the only person here. And if I leave, then everything will get stolen. And we're not in the best neighborhood. But, Mr. Rose, I guarantee you, that I will have him call you back first. He's like, never mind, that's okay. I'll call him back. I'm like, okay, suit yourself, have a nice day. Then I met Chris Webber, and I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be the smallest center. You're like towering over, I'm 5'3". So, you know, I was 12. So, you know, that is like a thing that I put on my resume, me being the secretary there, because it shows that I do know how to handle high-profile clientele.
That Leadership, you know, Girls Academy that he run.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Who? Which one?
Jalen Rose. He got his little Leadership Girl Academy.
It's a boys' academy.
It is. It's for boys.
It's for boys because my godson went there. Why? They don't think girls are important. Do you know that I have as much experience as people with bachelor's degrees, and I can't get certain jobs because the minimum requirement is a bachelor's degree. But there's like a job that I want. It pays $77,000 to $110,000. It has 20 requirements underneath the first requirement. And the first requirement is freaking master's degree minimum. The minimum requirement is master's degree and then like 20 other things, all that I can do.
That's impressive though, Miss Moore.
I'm so pissed.
You shouldn't be. You really defeated like the paralysis, whether you believe it or not, with me listening to you. You really did a lot, ma'am. You did a lot. And I see you still doing, trying to help people, which is awesome. With what you said.
See, the thing is, I only have one part of my body. I feel like if that Stephen Hawking guy can create things and be a fucking genius and he can't do nothing but move a stick with his mouth, then the one thing that I have left is my brain.
I know.
And they can't take it from me.
I know.
And people talk to me and they assume that I have already graduated college. But I have been in Catholic prerogatory schools since I was 2.5. So they're basically schools that train you how to get jobs.
Oh, that's good. You sound like a little girl anyway. You sound young. You don't sound 44.
Well, I'll be 44 in August. But, yeah. And then half of my family is millionaires and the other fat half is dirt poor. So it caused me to become bipolar because, like, when I went to my uncle, because he was a OBGYN doctor in Atlanta. He had 3 practices, mm-hmm. and he hired me to be a secretary out there. Well, I learned how to do business deals and how to talk to people in a way. You know how they say make people an offer they can't refuse?
Mm-hmm.
So the pharmacy people would come in and they would say things like, we want you to prescribe more of this birth control and we're willing to give you samples. And he'll go, I can't deal with that right now because I'm busy trying to get a fax machine. And in 1995, getting a fax machine was super expensive, especially the office ones with the toner. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So after he told him that, he told him he'll get back with him later once he's figured out his situation, but not nearly as nice as I said it. My uncle is very arrogant. Mm. He's black and white, but he comes from a long line of blood money, but I just call it family money. But since it's from the South, and 60% of him is white, according to Ancestry DNA. So I call it blood money. But he already was a millionaire. He came here to go to Michigan State, met my auntie. They lived here for a while, then they moved. They bought a $500,000 house that's worth $2 million now.
Wow,
and
nice.
They won't even downsize. It's like, why not, you know? But, like, learning that, and then you wouldn't believe the things that I learned living in a rich family, because I had to learn posture and poise and pronunciation and how to cut out ghetto words. People call it my white voice. Why are you talking so proper? And I'm like,
just using
I'm
incorrect.
The English
right.
Language.
You're speaking it correctly.
I speak, but I have to speak it correctly because I never know who I may be talking to.
Right.
Because I also have my own businesses. I have an LLC selling nail supplies and jewelry.
That's nice.
I have a sole proprietorship where people come and I still do manicures and artificial services. And then I have a massage business with the one room that my daughter used to be in. So I can wheel myself around
You seem like you're pretty independent.
Well, I have to be because I don't have a mate. So I live alone. Okay, thank you. I live alone with my daughter, and, you know, I have special gears and everything. You know how they sell the cars?
Yes,
with
ma'am.
The special gear.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, when he broke my hand, I was working at Ford, so I still had good enough credit to be able to get me a custom-made car where all the, all the gears are in the steering wheel,
mm-hmm.
and my father was a biker, so he helped me a lot with
That's good.
Managing that part, you know. And then they have the carts at Costco that you can connect to your wheelchair and push around, get groceries. And people see you, and they feel sorry for you. And it's like, don't feel sorry for me.
Yeah.
My life is probably better than yours.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, how long were you working before the car accident crippled you?
My stepdad shot me. He shot me in my back with a 357. My stepdad, he shot me. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he shot me.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. That's a good question, Ms. Moore. I still can't tell you why. It's been
is he still in jail? I bet he's out.
Yes, ma'am. He is. He is. I don't know how you know, but he is.
Don't worry. Even if you don't believe in God.
I do, yeah. I do, ma'am. I believe in God. I got a strong faith in God.
Okay. So I do this thing, and I don't do it unless people are truly bad. I come from a long line of witches. Not bad witches, but the real fuck up your world type witches. What's his name? So that I can put it under a candle.
No, don't do that. I don't want to do that.
It's not a killing spell.
I know.
It's gonna be a long life spell.
I know, but what you putting on people? How you know it ain't gonna come back?
Oh, no, because when people deserve things, it doesn't come back. Now, the only thing that does come back is the killing spell. And then, why would you want to kill him? Because, believe you me, he's miserable.
I know.
He can't get no
job. Yeah, I know.
Or anything.
I know.
So why not put a spell on him for long life?
But if that's the case, he already got a spell on him if he living like that. You know, the route that God can cause, I don't think we could cause the type that he can cause. And I think he's living it already.
Oh, no. I can't cause the wrath that God causes. This is true. That's why I said, you know, sometimes people don't believe in God, but they might believe in other powers. Because I believe in God, but I also believe in karma.
Right. I
karma
agree.
Is a catch-all. You know what I mean?
Yes,
ma'am. You can't escape it.
Right.
Karma is a restaurant where you don't have a menu. You don't get served what you want. You get served what you deserve.
Right. I ain't never heard it like that.
Right. Yeah. Karma is a restaurant, but it doesn't have menus. You only get served what you deserve, not what you want.
That's dope.
And you got to pay for it anyway.
And it's so true.
Even though it's not what you want. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited about meeting you, despite the whole little, you know.
I agree. And I got your account taken care of. I got your number too, Ms. Moore. So, like you said, I did want to reach out to you, like, at another time. But I got your account fully refunded. I sent that cancellation code to your email also.
Oh, yeah. It's on here.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to call Best Buy because... You know what you should try?
What that?
You're already working. You should try this school. It's called American International University, right? And this is where I'm going to get my 4-year degree, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this school, you go to school all year round for 2 years, but it's all online, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so... You can get a degree in whatever. Like, they even have, well, you're in Mississippi, but I think the closest school to you would be in Atlanta.
Right,
but,
I'd be in Alabama.
They
so
have,
it's a little bit closer.
They have two, it's Atlanta and Houston. So Atlanta and Houston have actual physical campuses,
mm-hmm.
but they have online campuses all around the world, 130 schools, and they've been around since 1818. So it's not like you're, you know, and they're accredited. So you're, you know, they help you with your financial aid. They have tech support. Like, my computer was just broke, and I had to wait days for them to get a manager to call me back, which made me miss turning in my assignment. So I got an F, even though the teacher said she would work with me. But the thing is, I have a 4.0. So when you're taking your classes, right, they'll tell you what's wrong. So if you have a computer, like, you can have just like a laptop or a Chromebook. Chromebooks are cheap. You can get a Chromebook for like $200.
Get
a Chromebook, get a HP printer, like a small HP printer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then get HP Instant Ink. So for like $500, and that's on the high end. I don't know what things cost in Alabama.
Can I tell you something?
Hmm?
I want you to help me do something. I was talking to my daughter last night, and they don't help you here as far as having certain type of surgeries like skin grafts and all that. They don't I have to leave here. Yes, ma'am. I was talking to a doctor. I think he was in St. Louis, and he wanted to go in and take the bullet out of my back. But it was hard for me to get up there, so I ended up missing him. And he was feeling like with what I had gained back, it could be a good chance that if he took it out, that, you know, because they were scared to take it out here. So it's still in my back.
But the thing about that is this. My uncle had a problem with his back. And Michigan has University of Michigan and Wayne State and, you know, We're the number one. I mean, we were the murder capital of the world for 20 years.
I know.
So when places don't want to take the bullet out, and then some new hoity-toity want to take the bullet out, my uncle is now worse off than he was before and can't get the medicines that he needs.
After he took the bullet out?
Pain.
Wow.
Yes. Because they felt, I mean, not the bullet, but whatever they did a surgery on his back. They kept recommending him for this surgery. And he was, like, hesitant. He was walking, but, you know, slow.
Mm-hmm.
And with a cane. Now, slow, but not with a cane. Now, he walked with a cane, and I can't find any doctors to prescribe him the narcos that he needs. Like,
right.
He needs Narcan.
Yeah,
to
cope with the pain.
You know, get up. But here's the thing about me. I was taking Narcan 10, then they knocked me down to Narcan 7, and I was getting 90 Narcan 7. Then this, I don't know if you have a pain treatment doctor, but you should get one.
I got one.
So the pain doctor was doing something illegal because my pharmacy tells me, Miss Moore, we can't take any more scripts from that place because they're under investigation from the DEA. Then I show up for my visit and there's no bear there. So from that day forward, whatever pills I had were all the pills I had. And then I have never took another one again.
How long has been? How you cope with the pain? Because I can't do that. My pain be too severe.
Well, see, but what about gabapentin? Do you take gabapentin?
I got some on me right now.
Okay, so what amount of gabapentin do you take? Because
I take 12
milligrams a day.
Right, I had to take Oxy.
How do you?
I take Percocets and Lyrica. Yeah.
We're on a recorded line.
Yeah, but it's nothing illegal. I get prescribed medication. I don't
do
anything illegal with it.
That part. I want you to call me off of your own phone later. When do you get off?
I get off about 3, probably about 5 if I work late.
What time is it there now?
Yeah.
It's 1:26.
It's 12:26 here.
So if you get off at 3, then
my mind told me to call you. I promise you I had wrote your number down before you told me to write your number down. I had already wrote it down. Because I was glad that you said that because
well,
I think it's a lot you can help me with.
I will tell you, part of the way that I get through it is through my chants and my charms as well, because I am very mixed. So my great-grandfather was German. My great-grandmother was an Indian medicine woman, so I am a Blackfoot Indian. And my great-grandmother on my father's side is Caucasian, so I am white. And my grandfather was a Blackfoot Indian. My grandmother came from Mississippi. She was a sharecropper. And so through my bloodline is magic, like real magic. If I really, really wanted to get out of this chair, I would.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm going to tell you. I make more money in this chair than most people make going to work. Now, I know you'll find this hard to believe. Like, I'll tell you what I make, and then you tell me what you make. You got to consider. I worked from 1993 paying taxes. And so it goes by the number of years you worked, which was from 1993 to 2008. And the amount of money you made. So I became a manager by the time I was 20. And I started making $100,000 a year. And then when I got married, we were making $200,000 a year. So nice. I get $5,000 a month, and I don't have to get out of my bed.
I know. It's a blessing, I know. I know. I wish I ain't got it like that. I ain't got it like that. I probably see.
Well, they don't do a lot in the South, because my father lived in South Carolina, and they kept trying to cut him off. And then there are a lot of, I own my house up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to get, one of those property management people mm-hmm. to rent it out for me when I go, because my sister's best friend, my best friend's brother lives in Atlanta, and I want to start looking for jobs in Atlanta and other places. So if I can go stay with him for a couple of days while I'm doing job interviews, then that would be good. You know what I mean?
All right.
But to have to pay to get down there and pay for a rental car and pay for an hotel, you know, and my relatives are like, you know, I can't come down there and stay with them. And I'm just like, okay, you know.
Well, really, you could move down there. You can handle it by yourself, for real. You'll conquer the South. It's much easier. Have you come prepared?
I don't know if it's easier, they'll be pissed off at me because I'm going to go pop no matter what. Give me a pop. P-O-P. If you're going to suck me, you're going to call it a pop.
I feel you. What's the pop? What's that?
I got it. You can tell by the way that I talk that I am a very fierce businesswoman. Now, I will tell you my biggest shame. Before I was an auto worker, I made about $150,000 a year because I also was an assistant office manager at a mortgage company. Have you ever heard of predatory lenders?
No, ma'am, I don't think so.
We prey on low-income people who don't know how to manage their money, the sick, the senior citizens, the elderly, and we get them to refinance their houses and put their credit cards inside of their house. Like, if somebody called me and told me to put my credit card debt inside my house because then I could write it off, I would look at them like they're crazy.
All right.
Credit card debt is made up of an income with called simple interest. So it's just like a car loan. Think about it like this. I have $60,000 in debt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a $60,000 car, then I can pay that off in 5 to 6 years. But if I have a $60,000 house, it takes me 30 years to pay back. Mm-hmm. Not because of the price, but because of the different types of interest, which is compound and simple. Compound interest, like the day that you get your mortgage, right,
mm-hmm.
is $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
The next day is $60,005. So whatever your interest rate is, you're paying interest on $60,005, not $60,000.
All right.
But with simple interest, you don't pay your interest until the end of the month. After 30 days, then you pay interest, and you pay it on $60,000. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, you know a
so
lot.
So they don't educate Black people how interest works. Like, they have econ classes, and, like, literally, I took a class on how to write a fucking check. I had an econ class and learned how to write checks. And then you got to consider that I have that one uncle I told you about. And then my other aunt, who the one that works for the UAW, is married to a white man. He taught me how to do taxes at 13. So I have another business where I do taxes for people, and I help fix people's credit and stuff like that. And I have another business on the side where I create documents for people. So say you have your Social Security award letter, right? and then you want to get a better apartment, and you have a way that you make more money, but it's not on paper. Well, I pull up your Social Security award letter. I download it to my computer. Then I just change the numbers to whatever you want the numbers to be, and then I email them back to you, and then you email them to the people.
You something else, Ms. Moore. You something else. Truly.
I do everything. Like, the job, I get 200 job offers a day. But they all depend on this freaking degree that I'm in the process of getting. And I've been working on my resume, you know, but some things I can't put in a resume. Like, I also create documents and alter documents, you know. All but
right. They'll probably love that once you do start.
Oh, no, I do that now. I mean, I have all the programming in the world. And, you know, like, when they took that money out, I'm like, shit, because, like, I'm about to buy the, what you call it? Damn it. I want to tell you what it's called. Best Buy program for my computer, so that because I'm in school, like, instead of having to wait on the school's slow technology, I'm like, I thought you were going to be the geek squad, not a squad of geeks. Like, they literally sent me papers, like, do this, and, you know, whatever. But I know how to do things on the computer, but all that control F, C, and alt delete. No, everybody does not know how to do that shit.
Right.
So, and she sent me that, and then she sent me, my case was closed. I'm like, the fuck, my case is closed. I said, you sent me two pieces of paper. You wouldn't stay on the phone with me. I kept telling you that the thing was not connecting, and you didn't try to log onto my computer to walk through it with me. You know, what is going on? I said, that is unacceptable. I said, I am paying $62,000 for each degree, because the 4-year degree is $62,000, but I'm going back for my master's degree.
That's good.
I need to master everything in this 4-year degree. But with that other option, just doing the with that other option of the underwriting program, like the job that I told you paid $77,000 to $110,000, it's not really a job. It's a class. They pay you $77,000 to go to a class to learn to be an underwriter. And then once you become an underwriter, you can make up to $200,000 a year.
That is impressive. Very.
So my daughter is 15. Well, she will be 15 this year. And then I can keep her on my taxes until she turns 26.
Oh, that's good.
So I keep our money together, and then I just pay her out of it.
That's
so
good.
I try to teach her how to, like, she already knows how to write a check. She knows how to balance a checkbook. Mm-hmm. And up here, they have checking accounts for children, like ages 14 to 17.
Right.
So when you're age 14 to 17, you can have a checking account with a checkbook and a debit card.
Right.
But you can only spend up to $100 on the debit card. But still, it's cool. You
right.
know,
yes, ma'am.
Teach her all the stuff that she needs to know.
Right.
You know, like, I taught my other daughter all the stuff she needed to know. So when my oldest daughter, who's 24, was 16, I added her to all of my accounts. And then her grandma said, why did your mother add you to these accounts? Tell her to take you off. And I called her back and I said, listen here, bitch. You have custody of my daughter, but you do not have any rights to her to her FICO score or her credit report. And if I find out that you even peeked at it through any alternative means, as I have locked down the account and locked everybody out from getting into them, then I'm going to sue your ass off. And all that $125,000 a year you were bragging about, that shit will come to me. And when my daughter turned 18, her credit score was 715.
That's nice.
There are grown people who will never see that.
All right. All right. Well, it's definitely, that's good.
And
though,
she knows how to keep it up. So, but with my second daughter, my oldest daughter had to go to a public school for high school. But my second daughter goes to a parochial school that is not Catholic because it's not ran by the archdiocese. But we're Catholic. I'm a Catholic Republican because you have to understand I own businesses. So paying a $15 minimum wage would not be beneficial to me because then I wouldn't have a business.
So that would take you out of business if the minimum wage went up?
Yes. Because people don't think about small business owners. If you raise all of minimum wage to $15 an hour, then the fucking person who's waiting on tables at your restaurant, if you think you're tired of a 30-minute wait, think about the wait when they can't hire enough people to cook and clean off the tables. You're talking about the minimum wage. So busboys are making $15 an hour. You know, this lady actually sent me an email, a text message about, do I feel it's fair that waitresses make $2.35 an hour, and would I like to help do something to raise the wage? And I said, unfortunately, I am a businesswoman owner, and I am a Republican. And if I had to pay everybody $15 an hour, I wouldn't have a business. I said, however, you're not stuck at that job. I said, I was making $15 an hour back in 1999, when I worked at the casino. I was making $14.33, which is pretty close to $15 an hour.
Right.
So I told her, if you're not happy with what you're being paid, they did tell you what you would be paid when you got hired, right? So if they told you that, then you already knew what was up, and you should try to find a job, a different job, where you can make the kind of money that you need to make to live
on. All right.
Sent me a thing back like, thank you for your time, because she's not thinking about how would the business run if everybody makes more money?
Right.
I mean, the restaurant has to buy food. Then you've been to the grocery store, so you know that the price of food is up.
Yes, it is.
Because the price of gas is up, because the price of moving food, which is mostly moved on big, you know, semi-trucks.
Right.
So that raises the price of all of that. And that the business has no control over. They do have control over what they pay people. And what about all the people who get, you know, you get tips? I said, if you can convince me that you use all of your tip money and pay taxes on it, then I will consider helping you.
Right.
But she didn't reply. You know what I'm saying? Because people who get to decide to put whatever they want to say for tips are always really shortcoming themselves, because the less money that you say you make when you get ready to buy your house, then the less money that you earn when somebody is looking at you for your debt to income ratio. So say you want to buy a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or a condo. Your debt to income ratio has to be 28%, meaning that the price of your house can only be 28% of your income. So you take your income and you multiply it by 28%. And that is the most you can afford to pay on a house. But when I do mine, I do it for 23%, because if you own it, you have to worry about repairs, fixing things, paying people, wiring. Now, yesterday, I just rewired a fuse box, changed out a 15-watt and a 20-watt circuit breaker, labeled my box. I did fix the dishwasher. I couldn't get the dish, like, I got my garbage disposal to run, but I ordered a new one. So I took out the old garbage disposal, replaced it. Then I rewired the fuses that go to the line for the light over the dishwasher, the line to the garbage disposal, and the line to the dishwasher, and the line to the GFI wire. And those cost $125 to get somebody to just even come out and fix. It's $64 just for them to come out and look at it.
Yeah, it's those consultation fees.
Well, that's just the price for coming out to look at it. Some people take it off, some people don't. Like, right. What do you make from your Social Security disability money?
About $800 a month. See, when my injury happened, I was 16. Matter of fact, I'm sorry, I was 16. I worked from 16 to 19. I got shot at 19. So the little money that I did save up, they gave that back to me within those couple months, the first couple months of me starting to receive Social Security. And then it went back down to like $500, now it's up to like $8. So I ain't like it so much.
Did you get the 5.9% raise this year?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Well, that's good.
Yes, ma'am, and that's what I said.
There are so many other ways to make money. So they told you that you could have a job, but you could only make so much money, right?
Right. Right,
okay.
That is correct.
Here's why that is a trap. Okay, because I did it. I took my nail business, and I filed taxes on it in 2015. And I was also Ubering and Lyfting, you know, trying to make up money because I wasn't getting child support at the time. And they said that I could do it.
Right.
And then they were mad because, for one, you have to report it every month when it's, you know, when it's your own business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that I had to, you know, after they counted it as, have you got something called, are you on something called a ticket to work?
I don't think so. If it is, they didn't inform me. They haven't wrote me and told me that.
Okay, well, you need to call the Social Security International, the national line, and find out about a ticket to work. Because if you get a ticket to work, then you can work and still get your Social Security for 2 years and not be penalized.
So that's how long I'll be able to do this, just for 2 years. And then they're gonna cut my hours?
Then they're not going to cut your hours. They're going to cut your Social Security because you're working. So I don't know if they told you. I know that they made it sound all well and good, but they told me that I could make up to $1,500 a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I experienced when I did attempt to work was that they wanted me to go back to work. And even if I worked a job where I made like $8 or $9 an hour, they think you can live, if you didn't live with your family, they think you can survive off of $800 a month.
Right.
So if you're getting more than $800 a month, then imagine what they think you can live off of, depending on, like, what do you make there a month?
Probably around about the same thing, about 8, 9.
Yeah. So then they're off the hook for your medical bills because you're no longer on SSDI, and then you're on whatever the company has for medical, and you're going to lose your benefits.
Yeah, that's what
so
I was thinking
about. So if I
was
you, I would. You need to call the National Social Security line. I know that they, in Michigan, they are not opening the offices yet, but I would be very careful about it. Not that I don't understand wanting to do things, but there are a ton of things that are like this that you can do from home.
Yes, man, that would be nice. It would be.
If you go to some, like, you know, like, I'm a nail tech, and I got my nail tech license before I was disabled, but majority of the work is done over the table. So
Right. Even
for the pedicure part,
right,
you don't have to bend down because it's now done with a fake foot. And you do all the services on dummy items. So look for something that you enjoy doing. Like, everything happened to you at such a young age,
right?
Well, before you think about going back to school, look at how many lives I've lived. Secretary, cage cashier, part-time teller, full-time teller.
Nail ticket now.
Health manager. Then I was a loan officer at the same time at the bank that I was as the manager. I managed the tellers and I managed the front desk. The bank manager used to call me and have my tellers do work if she needed something because I understood things on the computer, like how to order checks, that they didn't know how to do. When I gave my 2 weeks notice, they tried everything to get me to stay.
I bet they did.
And they did, but because when I left, they didn't have any person as capable as me. So they had to split my job up into two separate jobs.
That's crazy.
So I was making $7.50 an hour, and then I got a raise. And this is 1998. So they gave me $2.10. So then I went to making $9.78. But the casinos came, and the casinos hired me off with, so basically I had an in. So you need to network. So
Right. Have
you ever heard of a place called LinkedIn?
LinkedIn? No, ma'am.
LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
Oh, the word LinkedIn?
LinkedIn, yes.
Oh, do
it
I...
is a job site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to LinkedIn, and they will help you build a resume, and you will, like I told you, I get 200 job applications, like, a day. They will start flooding you with stuff that you can do from home.
Mm-hmm.
And they will work on their limitations. But, yes.
Dang,
so,
man, that's impressive, though.
I just flooded your mind with a lot of information.
But
so
it was very impactful.
How I would, well, you can see how I would not let somebody just charge $58 on my phone. But
yes,
at the same time, I was not rude. How many rude people do you encounter a day?
Mm-hmm. At least about 5. Yeah, I get
75% you talk to are rude, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I used to be a predatory lender. So what we did was cold call people, meaning calling people at their houses, and then we would get them to get a $5,000 loan to pay off their debt, which would just put them into more debt.
Right.
Then we would put the $5,000 loan and all the other credit cards into one loan, and then they had it all on their mortgage. Then they would go out and get more credit cards and get mad at us because they don't know how to manage their money. But as a lending institution, it's not our job to teach you how to manage your money. We set everything up, and we told you not to get more cards. We cut up your credit cards in front of you, and we wrote letters to the credit card companies telling them to close it. But there is always another credit card company. And so after a month or two of us fixing their credit, they would just go out and get more credit.
I know that I let it build for a little bit. or whatever you're going to do. I try to be patient with it.
These people have literally, this guy called me, and he was rude, okay? You can't call somebody and be rude when you want some money from them. He said that I could be out of debt in 1 to 2 years and pay $272 a month. I owe $62,000. That is mathematically impossible. And nobody is dropping their bank, right? And so he goes, well, you're not taking this seriously. I said, sir, you called me while I was on the road in the midst of a business transaction. I got out and made the business transaction. I told you that I needed to get change for my next business transaction. And as far as you trying to scare me and tell me that people are going to garnish me, I'll let you in on a little secret about that. As long as you're on SSI and SSDI, you cannot be garnished. But if you get a job, they can garnish you. You can get a ton, shitload of credit cards while you have a job, add that income, and then just not pay their ass. And guess what? But, like, you know, get the stuff that you need with it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Stuff for school and all that different, like, different kind of stuff. But mostly try to get MasterCards and Visa cards. And then you can get actual cash, you know?
Oh, I ain't know that.
Yeah. But they can't garnish you. Literally, I've owed this $60,000 for about 2 years. And then in 2 more years, you know what I'm going to do? I don't know why black people think this is such a bad thing, but I'm going to file bankruptcy. So if his program was 2 years and I had to give him $300 a month times 12 is $4,000, right? He said 271. We're rounding up.
Right.
I don't know. Hold on.
All right, man.
Now, it seems impossible, whatever he was talking about. So 271 times 12 is, yeah, 3,252 times 2 years. So he's saying that he can get $60,000 worth of debt down to $6,500. And if I don't do it, that I will be in a worse situation. I'm like, see, this is the part where you listen to me. If you listen to me, then you would know that I'm disabled. So there is no way that they can garnish me.
Right.
And since you're such an asshole, you know, you call, and I hate when people call me and go, Regina, I didn't grow up with you. You ain't my homie. We don't know each other from way back. I don't even know your name. So until we formally meet and you say, may I speak to Regina Moore? And then I say, you may call me Gina or Regina. Like, you can call me Gina because I'm Gina. Business people call me Regina. But you know what I mean?
Yes,
don't you think that's rude? Would you call somebody and ask to speak to them by their first name or their last name or their whole name and then get permission?
All right.
Or say how.
No, I don't even be want to say it. I ain't got nobody I can be that mad at in my family.
He's not in my family. He is he's like a debt consolidator person. But like the idea of giving somebody $6,500 and knowing what I know, that $65,000 does not turn into $6,500 just like that. There is no way. And even if there was a way, I don't trust anybody. So I feel like everything is a scam. Trust nobody.
It's not,
go
ma'am.
Further.
Yes, ma'am. It's not. Everything is stated in the terms and conditions as well.
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
I thought I was going to Dyson vacuum cleaner for freaking, you know, $5. Shit.
It was stated, you know, like, that came. Yes, ma'am.
But you know what the part about it was?
Mm-hmm.
You know that I read everything, so I thought I read everything.
Right.
But the other funny part about that is I have all hardwood floors. So if I had got that vacuum cleaner, then all I was going to do was sell it to somebody, a brand new Dyson on OfferUp.
Yeah, but it's back in there now.
Would have made me a couple of $100.
Yes, ma'am. You probably would have, which is a good thing.
I mean, I can't get mad. I tried, you know.
Right.
But let me let you back to your other customers. I'm sorry for this.
You're okay, Miss Moore. You're okay, ma'am. But I do thank you for calling customer support and all the impact saving room. I'm going to keep in touch with you also, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day, ma'am.